Antony Blinken checks in with Chinese foreign minister for routine scolding. By Francis Martel on November 1, 2022. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a phone conversation with his Chinese counterpart Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Monday, in which the latter chided Blinken to stop trying to put up new obstacles to bilateral relations. The State Department readout of the call, published on Sunday, the call appears to have taken place on Monday Beijing time, does not mention anything that Wang said, instead focusing on Blinken, who allegedly raised Russia's war against Ukraine and the security situation in Haiti. The Chinese foreign ministry and the government, through state propaganda outlet Global Times, offered much more specificity, depicting a frustrated Wang hectoring Blinken to urge the administration of left-wing President Joe Biden to stop trying to contain and suppress China. The tone echoed that of multiple past encounters between the two, as well as discussions held between Blinken and other Chinese Communist Party envoys, in which aggressive Chinese representatives badgered Blinken over his government not acting sufficiently in the best interests of China. The pattern began after a disastrous meeting between Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Wang and senior Politburo member Yang Jiechi in Alaska last year, during which Yang ranted for 16 minutes about alleged racism and Black Lives Matter in America. On human rights, we hope the United States will do better on human rights. China has made steady progress in human rights, and the fact is that there are many problems within the United States regarding human rights, which is admitted by the U.S. itself as well, Yang protested in Alaska. The challenges facing the United States in human rights are deep-seated. They did not just emerge over the past 4 years, such as Black Lives Matter. It did not come up only recently. The Biden representatives notably did not mention the fact that China is currently engaging in genocide against majority Muslims groups in occupied East Turkestan, among other Communist Party atrocities. According to the State Department, Blinken discussed the need to maintain open lines of communication and responsibly manage the U.S.-PRC-China relationship with Wang, adding no more detail on what would presumably be the most important issue between the top diplomats of the U.S. and the People's Republic of China. The secretary raised Russia's war against Ukraine and the threats it poses to global security and economic stability, the readout continued. The secretary also noted the deteriorating humanitarian and security situation in Haiti and the need for continued coordinated action in support of the Haitian people. In contrast, the Chinese foreign ministry depicted a fuming Wang berating Blinken on American foreign policy. The U.S. side should stop its efforts to contain and suppress China, and not create new obstacles to the relationship between the two countries, the ministry paraphrased Wang as saying. Wang Yi pointed out that bringing China-U.S. relations back to the track of stable development is not only in the common interests of China and the U.S., but also the general expectation of the international community. The Global Times claimed that Wang spent much of the call pressuring Blinken to closely study the 2022 Communist Party Congress, which concluded last month and cemented dictator Xi Jinping's stranglehold on power. The Congress, which occurs every 5 years, determines who remains or gets promoted to the Politburo, the highest authority in the party. This year, Xi removed several top officials on the basis of their advanced age, replacing them with a host of loyalists that are unlikely to question controversial policies such as an endless wave of city lockdowns to fight Chinese coronavirus. The Congress was also the site of a bizarre scene in which elderly former President Hu Jintao, who preceded Xi Jinping in power, appeared to be hauled off violently by security while pleading with Xi for mercy, who has not been seen in public since his apparent purge was caught on camera. Wang, the Global Times said, essentially assigned Blinken to read Xi Jinping's report to the Congress as homework. If the U.S. truly wants to know about China, it should carefully read the report, Wang said, noting that China's domestic and diplomatic policies are open and transparent and its strategic intention is frank and forthright, the state newspaper relayed, and the U.S. should not make subjective conjectures, nor be blinded by its ideological prejudice. It also repeated Wang's lecture on respecting the genocidal communist Chinese government. When talking with Blinken, Wang pointed out that bringing bilateral relation back on track is not only in accordance with the two countries' mutual interests, but also what the international community expects, the Global Times reported. The U.S. should stop cracking down on China, and also stop trying to put up new obstacles to bilateral relations, Wang urged. The state newspaper nonetheless described the phone call as positive and potentially an avenue for future high-level talks, including a possible meeting between Biden and Tsai. Biden and Tsai are both expected to attend the G20 summit in Indonesia this month, but have not made any official announcements on meeting. As of Monday, the Chinese Foreign Ministry denied having any information on a potential in-person discussion between the two leaders. The G20 is expected to be an explosive meeting this year due to its invite list, which not only includes Biden and Tsai but both Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, whose nations are currently at war. Biden has publicly demanded Indonesia disinvite Putin to no avail. Also expected to attend is Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, whose relationship with Biden is arguably the world's most deteriorated. The White House has denied any plans for Biden to meet with the Crown Prince amid a growing diplomatic crisis triggered by Washington accusing Riyadh of supporting OPEC oil production cuts to support Putin. The Saudi government has reacted to the accusation with outrage and received support from Zelensky. Saudi officials have also taken Biden's strident stance as an indication to enhance diplomatic ties with China. At last year's G20 summit, Blinken and Wang repeated their regular scolding sessions on the issue of Taiwan, which did not reportedly come up during this week's call. Taiwan is a sovereign, democratic nation off the coast of China that has long sought relations with America. Beijing falsely claims Taiwan is a province of China and regularly pressures America to cut economic and strategic ties with Taipei, even though Washington does not recognize Taiwan as a country. We urge the United States to realize the serious harm of the Taiwan independence, to pursue a real One China policy, instead of a fake one, to fulfill its commitments to China faithfully rather than treacherously, Wang demanded last year. Wang also complained about specific legislation in the American Congress at the time, meddling in domestic affairs. The United States has wantonly interfered with China's internal affairs, Wang stressed, noting that the current U.S. Congress has introduced more than 300 anti-China bills, Xinhua reported, and the United States has included more than 900 Chinese entities and individuals in various unilateral sanctions lists, which severely disrupted the normal bilateral exchanges. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.